Y'all ready for a word?
Yes.
I got a word for you this morning. Amen. God loves you so much, man. He cares about you so much. He got so much of a vision for your life. He got a purpose for your life. He has a plan for your life. But the whole thing about it is, what's good about the plan of the Father if we don't have a proper relationship with the Father to know the plan that He has for our life? Amen. I've learned something that it's a difference between knowing a person and being intimate with a person. Intimacy has the key words, into me. You know, I can have a conversation with a person and they're really not talking about what we're talking about. They're talking about what's on their mind. And if they're talking about what's on their mind, they really never had a conversation with you. Because it's an exchange that happens, amen? And if you ever want to take flight in what God has for you, you have to listen to what He has to say about your life. Amen? How many of y'all come to a point where, okay, I know what I think about myself, but I want to know what the Father thinks about me. Amen?
Yeah.
Because if you don't get to that point, then you'll go in a circle. You know what I mean? I'm just going to keep doing the same thing even though I'm not getting any results. Guess what? It's time to break that cycle and it's time to take flight.
Yeah.
And even in areas that you feel like you're stuck in and you want to move forward in, there's a reason why we can get stuck in a certain area. There's a reason why you get, you know, kind of stalemated in an area, because the breakthrough, everybody always talking about breakthrough, breakthrough, I'm going to get my breakthrough. The breakthrough is something that comes and intervenes in your life that wasn't a part of your life. A spoken word that has been given to you, and you listen to it, you take heed to it, and you go to the next area of your life, amen? And when you hear it, you don't let go of it. You don't play with that word. I don't care. A word of God can catapult you to a different area where you never thought that you could even dream or imagine, amen? And I remember one time I was working in this company called Oats, and I was a trainer there, and I remember I was in a kind of a halfway place. I felt like God was calling me to be a pastor at this time. But then I started looking at the things of my past. And then I started looking at what God said. And then I was like, I was ready to take flight. But I had felt something like holding me back. Amen. I remember I was training this brother. I actually just found him not too long ago. I thought he was an angel. And I was training him. And he came up to me. He said, you know we're here for a purpose. And you know me, I'm all about purpose. I'm like, yeah, brother, we all here for a purpose. And this brother started prophetically speaking into my life. Now listen, I'm training him in the back seat. He said, whatever you're having denial about, whatever you're into a double-minded about, God told me, He sent me on this job to let you know it's time to go. I said, hold on, let me pull this over. I pulled the bus off. I said, say that again, brother. And who are you? What's your name? He said, yeah, it's time for you to go. You've been holding back your gifts from God. You've been holding back because of fear. You've been holding back because of this and that and this. And he pretty much rebuked me. He says, it's time for you to go. He has called you. Why haven't you gone yet? And he's talking to me like this. I'm like, brother, this brother doesn't know who I am. But you know what? I took that word. And then, guess what? I became a pastor, amen? But this is the thing about it. We went back to Oates. I parked the bus. He said, did you listen to me, brother? I said, yeah, I heard you loud and clear. He said, okay. The brother quit the job that day. He said, my job here is done. And he went somewhere else. And I'm like, is this an angel or something? But I actually found this brother. He's a prophet. And he speak at different places. But God had to intervene through this brother. And he intervened with many other different people, amen? Yeah. I just want to show his face just to let you know it's a tangible thing, amen?
Yeah.
We set free by each other, by the word that he speaks through one another.
Yeah.
That's why you're not in this alone by yourself. But if you're going to have to take off, you have to cut away of the unbelief that's in your mind, amen?
Amen.
See, you can believe and be in unbelief at the same time. You can be believing God and then don't believe a certain part of God.
Ooh.
That's the reason why the Bible says don't be what? Double-minded. We can be done. And I believe people that believe in prosperity, but they don't believe in physical therapy. I know people that believe in this, but don't believe in that. Different pockets. That's the reason why I never counsel a person the same. Because we have a different belief system. But just because you stuck don't mean you don't believe in God. Yeah. It's that you just got the unbelief that's weighing you down, that's beating you up, that's saying, I can't go because of this, that, and the other. It's time to cut the unbelief and take flight, amen? Amen. Before an airplane flies, I used to be an aviation major for 3 years, and we had to weigh the plane, and we had to take off anything that's ill-fitting on the plane. Anything that's weighing it down, we got to take it off. Because why? That plane can crash if it's over the limit. And this is what the thing about it is this thing. Hold on, I'm going to hit that scripture. Jesus said to him, if you can believe all things in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to who? Him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but what? Help my what? See, I believe that God wants me to be prosperous. But guess what? I want to have the same spending habits. Woo! I believe God wants me to have peace, but I don't want to get rid of my toxic friends. Mm-hmm. I believe I want to be a pastor, but I believe my condemnation and the things that I've done bad will always haunt me for the rest of my life. See, come on. You have to detach from unbelief. Yes, it's not that you don't believe. It's just the unbelief is weighing you down so much. In your spirit, you go straight to the top, baby. If you cut the unbelief off, amen? You know why they put the helium in those big metal tanks? Because if you don't have the heat in those big metal tanks, the helium will escape. It'll go straight up. Your nature in Christ is meant to go straight up. It's just you got to ask, what has been weighing me down? I need stronger faith. You don't need stronger faith. You need to get rid of the unbelief that's making you think that you can't make it, that you're not called. That you can't sing, that you can't dance, that you can't love, that you can't be that thing that God wants you to be. What is the unbelief that you need to knock down? What is the fear? Look that fear in his face and say, you will not be the thing that would define me no more. It's time to make a stand. I've seen people in all areas of my life that have made a stand to cigarettes, that made a stand to different things and never left that stand. Amen? It's time to make a stand to the unbelief. Well, you know, when my family get right, then that's when I'm going to get right. You'll be waiting for the rest of your life. Who are you waiting for now? That's what that brother told me. Who are you waiting for? God says, yes, today is the day of salvation, of liberty, of jubilee. Come on, I know what I'm talking about. The next thing you got to do is you got to count the cost. Like I said, are you willing to make that step? Are you willing to count the cost and see, Lord, I want to be your disciple. Well, what is the cost? Is the cost that you have to sacrifice some things? And guess what? Let it be done. Your will be done. Amen? Luke 14:28 says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Well, I'm going to complete it by faith. For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Listen, this is what I've learned in life. God will not put more on you than what you can bear, but you'll put more on yourself than what you can bear. And you know what's the more on you than what you can bear? That old religious mentality. That's the reason why Jesus says, come to me, for my yoke is what? Easy, my burden is light. That means it's not a heavy yoke, it's not a heavy weight. The yoke would be two bulls that will have yoke upon their necks. And guess what? He will not put a heavy yoke. That means that when God is connected to you, you will go far because both of y'all are yoked together, and he will put a a light yoke. Some of us got a heavy yoke on us, and you can't move forward. You got to get that yoke off, amen? Well, you know, if I sin and I don't repent over it, all the ones who tell it, and I might go to hell. You got a heavy yoke. What in the world does eternal life mean to you? It does not mean I'm walking on eggshells. It does not mean I'm walking in fear. It don't mean I'm walking in domination of God's word, man. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen. So sometimes you got to know, well, my grandma went to this church, so I got to go out there. That's a yoke. Yes. You got to do what God called you to do. Matthew 11:28 says, I won't lay anything heavy or what? Ill-fitting on you. Keep company with who? Me. And you'll learn to live freely and what? Lightly. Oh my God, I can't go to church. Why? Because I made mistakes. Oh, I can't invest. Why? Because I might make a mistake. Take that yoke off of you. Jesus, let me say something that's gonna blow your brains. Jesus ain't looking at your mistakes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is looking at what he's called of you. And his word of you. When he went to go talk to Adam in the field, he said, why are you covering yourself up? Who is looking at the mistakes? We are, not God. He was trying to have a normal conversation with him.
Yeah.
He was looking at his own mistakes. That's the reason why he couldn't connect. That's the reason why God feels so dumb to us sometimes. Why? Because we looking at God through our own perception. We looking through God based off of how we see how God sees us and not really how God really sees us. We're looking at him out of the eyes of what I think you think of me when you think of me. And when I think of you, of how I think of myself, the way you think of me, I wouldn't want to talk to me. Matthew 25:24 says this. We had three people that God gave the parable of the talents to. One of them he gave to, he multiplied. Another one he multiplied. We're going to go to the last person. He also had received the one talent, came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and I gathered where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid. I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have no seed. This is the thing about it is, he called him, you wicked, you slothful. Why? Because you're treating me like I'm an evil person. You're treating me like, he said, I knew that you was a hard guy. Is God hard? No. It's his perception of how he saw God was hard. He did not sow because he thought God was hard. And he was so scared, he got stuck.
Yeah.
We don't sow sometimes because we're so scared that we won't get it back. We don't sow because we're so scared we might not get that energy back the next time. Because I'm not going to get violated no more. I'm going to keep it all to myself. Let me tell you something, baby. If you give it, it's going to come back. Okay. And it's not just going to come back one-fold. It's going to come back two-fold, three-fold, four-fold, five-fold. I was at a table, a group of people, and the Holy Spirit has told me to start encouraging each and every person at the table. I encouraged this person, I encouraged that person, and I ended up encouraging like seven people when it finished. And I remember I was like, okay, I did what you said, God. I'm dealing with that. Then next thing you know, when do you this? When do you that? You've been this to me. And next thing you know, what happened is I was more full afterwards than I was before.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't hearing me. You put one seed back, you're going to get seven back. and watch it get it back seven times.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for that one. The next one. A delay is not a denial. Sometimes we don't take flight because God loves you. Sometimes you don't take flight because He is thinking ahead about what could happen. Amen? Sometimes we wonder, why can I just take off right now? Because it ain't time for you to take off right now. You never know what God has in store for you. But the thing about it is, if you know God loves you, you're not going to allow anything to deter you that God don't love me because the incident happened. I remember I was supposed to fly to New Orleans for a family reunion. And I was so excited because I ain't never been to New Orleans before. And next thing you know, I was at Southwest, and it was like, and it was a bad thunderstorm. I remember this day. You couldn't even see the sky. It was like it was daytime, but it was nighttime. That's how bad the skies were. It was about 6-7 years ago. And they said, I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson. We have to cancel the flight. It's too bad. I remember I was upset. I remember my mom was upset. But then the Holy Spirit said, it's a reason why I delayed the flight. It's a reason why I canceled it. You wasn't going to make it up there. And I heard that, I started rejoicing. You see, I'm big in prevention. And people don't love prevention because when you prevent it and nothing happens, you keep going around your normal day. Prevention is love, y'all. Correction is love. Every time I see a person get corrected, it's almost like, why do you hate me? We got the wires mixed up. No. Because you did not go, somebody loves you. Oh, wait, that ain't the message we want to hear this morning, I guess. I must have got the wrong message this morning, King. Hebrews 12:6 says, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human parents who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live?
Good.
So now I hear correction. You know what? If I don't hear correction, I'm like, man, why don't you love me? See, you need to cross the wires over. Stop coming to church listening always for a confirmation and start listening for affirmation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop being the love where I get everything right. Can't nobody tell me nothing. No, that's not it. Listen to say, Lord, where can I improve?
Yeah.
Lord, show me where can I grow in this area. Because why? If there ain't no room to grow no more, why are you here? If there's no room, what type of arrogance is that? I can't grow no more. I look for growth in every department of my life, and my finance, with my friends, with my wife, with this church. What area are you saying I can't grow no more? Kick that ideology out. Say, Lord, correct me. Bring more correction to me, because I know you love me.
Some people are like, well, love me less. I don't want to be corrected.
See, that's the mentality you got to kick out, man. I've seen people get corrected in this church and then never come back because they think somebody hates them. No, we love you. We're telling you that you've been in your own head. When we had a staff meeting yesterday for this church and all the leadership, we went through every person and say, how can you be better than 2019? That's not an insult. That's saying we're going to push you to the next level. Amen? Amen. How can you be better? Everybody had a vision of this is how I can be better in 2020 than I can in 2019. But see, but if you just preach 2020, clear vision, am I going to place application that I've been doing wrong and I'm not doing that no more? That's the reality of moving forward. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Momentum. How many of y'all know before a plane takes flight, you got to build momentum? I know people that have been in church for 20 years.
Yeah.
I know people that have been in church for 6 months. And I've seen a person 6 months take flight faster than a person been in church for 20 years. You know why? People keep stopping and going. Stopping and going. Stopping and going. Be consistent. You need to get some thrust under your wings. Be consistent. Keep moving. Stop stopping and going. Stopping and going. Stop. You can't get no momentum. You can't get up in the sky. The Bible says it's 5 times the sowers. But the one that sows and keeps sowing and don't stop watering and don't stop and allow that to grow. Yeah. Listen, you gonna let somebody that insulted you stop you from growing? Come on, man.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna. You heard what Mama T said. Where's she at? Everybody down there cooking or something?
Children's church.
Oh, sure. When you worship God, you break the devil's back.
Yeah.
You keep worshiping, you keep worshiping. Stop paying so much attention on you. And guess what will happen to your psyche? You'll stop getting hurt because I'm not even looking at me no more. My attention is on Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
This is more simple than complicated, y'all. We want to make it complicated. We want to make it. But if I speak to this person, I don't speak to this person. Stop playing the games. Speak to this person. Keep your eyes on the hill, which cometh your help. Your help don't come from this person, strategizing all this stuff. You ain't got time for all that.
Yeah.
But you do have time to put your eyes on him and love him for just the way he loves you unconditionally. Amen?
Amen.
Keep momentum. And what will happen is you'll take flight. Isaiah 40, 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their what? Strength. They will soar on wings like what? Eagles. They will run
and not grow weary.
You know why? Because once the eagle get up in the sky, they get on a flight pattern. On this flight pattern, the wind takes them to where they need to go. You know what they do? They just extend their wings. And then it guides them into the south. It guides them into the next area where they need to go. Sparrows can't do this. Sparrows can't cut beyond the clouds. Sparrows, listen, if there's a storm happening, an eagle can go above the storm. When you pray, you go above the storm. That's why the Bible says, you look down on your foes. You don't look up to your foes. You are not the sparrow, you are an eagle. You're supposed to be looking down, praying for them. You're supposed to be looking down. You're looking up. Don't you know you're equal with God? I'm placing you in your right place. Don't look at me mediocre. You are a kingdom of his heavenly places. Set your mind on things above and not on things. Say, I'm not boxing the devil. I'm looking above the devil. Say, God has already protected me through this storm. God has already protected me through this heat. Because your mindset is not there. You're still thinking you're a sparrow. You know what sparrows do? I remember riding through Earth City. All those sparrows, they fight in the wind. I said, Jesus, help them sparrows. They're getting taken out left and right. Every which way the wind blows, it is, you'll see a whole gulf of them. And the Bible says, don't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Somebody tell you you're a Hebrew. Somebody tell you this. Somebody tell you that. Somebody tell you Jesus is this. No, you just talk to and fro. Jesus says, no, that ain't what the eagle do. The eagles fly.
Okay.
I ain't finna get in no argument with you. Why? Because I'm above this. I'm looking down on the situation and saying, when I fly past the storm, I'll come down there. But until then, I'm going to stay on this flight path. And when you stay on that spice pad, this is the thing, a beautiful thing about eagles. They ain't got a flap when they up there. They soar. Look at. Do sparrows soar? No. Eagles soar. God only gave you two animals to relate to, lions and eagles. Why? Because that's who you are. You are supposed to soar. Now, you know what? It takes a little time to break through the clouds every night. You know, y'all have to get dressed. Y'all have to come to church. But when you're in the spirit, you're soaring, baby. It takes more fuel to get up in the air than it is to fly to New York. Think about this. It takes some more, you know, in aviation, it takes more fuel to get up in the air than it is to fly to New York. Why? Because when they in the air and get on a flight pattern that's going to carry them in, the wings are just expanding and they can lower the fuel because it really don't take that much once you're up there. The air is a lot thinner up there. You can move, you can cut, you can... See, y'all need to live up there. It's not living down here. It's thick down here. Cut through those clouds. Amen. Set your mind on things above, yeah, not on the things that are seen. Amen.
Amen.
One of my last ones. Let God's word transform your life. Amen.
Amen.
This is where the word of God in your heart is. When you, it's one with you. You know, my wife been going to kickboxing class and for about a year now. And I used to, you know, kind of sneak behind her. And she called me, "Oh, you look like a little black ninja." And so I used to sneak behind her. But this time I snuck behind her. Hey, bitch. Oh, next thing I know. She almost hit me with a two-piece of a biscuit. But thank God I moved out of the way. I said, "Oh, I see that kickboxing class in. Then something to your reflex in." But the thing about it is, she's been in there for like 8 to 10 months or whatever, almost a year. But the thing about it is, she don't go to kickboxing class no more, as in she still goes, but she's one with it now. It's ingrained in her. See, y'all don't get it. Some of y'all go to church. Nobody's going to get the shepherd. Nobody's going to get the shepherd. But is it in you?
Yeah.
Do you walk like it? Do you talk like it? Do you breathe like it? Do you move like you're righteous? Stop just talking about it and let it marinate in your heart a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when it's one with you, you can't separate from it.
Amen.
No shame. The Bible says this: "This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it what? Day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written into it." What's the use of coming to church if you don't apply what you heard? Actually, if you keep coming to church and you keep listening and you don't apply it, church will get you upset.
Amen.
Because you'll be like, "This don't work." But if you don't apply nothing, if you don't place your faith, if you don't place your faith there, and you never see the, you never see the parachute come open. There's certain things we were talking about in the budget meeting yesterday, that soon as we got into this building, we was able to get the funds that we needed to support this building. If we never transformed from that building to this building, we would have stayed stuck right there. This is the thing now. Faith is not about knowing it all. It's saying, "I know God knows it all, and I'm stepping off this plane because I know God got my back." Some people are hustling backwards. "I'm not going to church because I don't want nobody to hurt me." No, go to church so you can see the hurt and see God's going to still move in your life. This is not about dodging bullets. This is about saying that the bullets that hit me ain't going to take me out. That's why Jesus came back and said, "Look at my handprints. Bro, they tried to kill me, but they can't kill me." This is not about dodging, peeling You're not a chicken, you're an eagle. Eagles don't run.
Yeah.
Eagles stand. Lions stand right in front of it and say, you know what? You're going to fall right before my face. I'm not running. You getting out of here. I'm showing you how you really are. This is who you are. You don't run an adversary. Adversary runs from you. Because once they find out they can't kill you, then they say, okay, who do you belong to now? Then the questions start happening. You didn't defend yourself, and God took this person up out of here. Now, who is it that you belong to? I want to worship what you worship.
Yeah.
Real love is eternal, y'all. It's not going to stop once you make a mistake. It's not going to stop because you had a little boo-boo.
Yeah.
Perfect love is made perfect when it loves you perfectly. The good times and the ugly times. God loves you. That's the reason why you can jump out the helicopter. That's the reason why you can jump into that thing. Well, guess what? What happened if I make a mistake? Let the mistake happen. That's the best way to learn.
Oh, man.
I said move cautiously, you know. I remember one person challenged me with, you got faith, why you put your seatbelt on? You know, don't get hit with a stupid signal. I can have insurance and have faith at the same time. I can walk in wisdom and have faith at the same time.
Amen.
The Bible says this. It says, be as lovely as a dove, but be wise as a what? A serpent. That means I understand the nature of warfare. And I understand to be nice and kind and tender and loving. This way it works. But don't get it twisted. I still got my doors locked outside. Amen. Don't get it twisted. Don't put God in a certain category. I remember I used to hear people bash doctors at the pulpit. I'm like, why? You go to a doctor. Who do you think made the medicine for you?
Yes.
Don't abuse the medicine, of course. In any area, you can, if you drink too much water, you can die. So don't abuse whatever. You see, Satan don't care which ditch you get into. He just wants you in a ditch. God wants you to be balancing. And balance is this, whether something good is happening or something bad is happening. I'm staying on this road. I'm not getting off this road. I've had bad things that happen to me that be like, man, why am I going to preach today?
Come on, man.
I had good things that happen to me and say, I want to preach every day. But guess what? I've had good times and bad times.
Yeah.
But you stay on the road. You don't lose momentum. Satan wants you to get off the road into a ditch.
Yes.
Somebody hurt me, I'm never coming back. Somebody did this, I'm never... Listen. No. Now you're making it about you. Now you're worshiping yourself. Don't worship yourself. Worship him. It's an anointing of not looking at yourself and worshiping him. You know what happens? The same thing that happened to the Hebrew boys. You're going to bow in front of me. You know what they said? Nah, you're going to have to throw me in this fire, bro. They threw him in the fire. Guess what happened?
Jesus was there.
The thing about it is, you won't see him until you go to the fire.
Yeah.
You trying to stay away from the fire. Oh, they're going to fire. Oh, they're going to fire. Oh, they No, I won't go in that fire. Because I'm going to meet a man. Some of y'all never met Jesus before. You've been to church, but you ain't never met Jesus. You're a fire dodger.
Oh, wow.
I would invest in property, but you never know. The corona might get me. And the hood got a run out, right? I'm like, y'all been stop it. It's too many people shaking my hand. I would do that. That Uber, I would go to. Too many people that night. I like Jesus. How long are you going to allow fear to dominate your life?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Good, man.
I would apologize, but what happened if I apologize and they make me look like I'm stupid for apologizing and hang up the phone on me? I said, what they got to do with you and your relationship with God?
God.
See, you still talking to yourself.
Yeah.
It's still not about you and him now. It's still about you and another person and how they make you feel. And see, you break out of that and it's about you and him, intimacy, you'll never take flight, baby.
Come on.
I would never take flight as a pastor looking at people and how people treat me.
Come on.
Please. I'm a pastor because of how he has treated me.
Yeah.
People can be fickle, y'all.
Well,
you know this.
Yeah.
Look at the people in your life. You ain't got to raise your hand. They can be sitting on the side of you. I ain't trying to mess with nobody. But what I'm saying is what I said last time. I said, you know what? I don't want Keisha to worship me, and I don't want to worship Keisha. I worship God. And through God, he gives me the energy to be a blessing and love my wife.
Amen.
You give your heart to God. You give your love to the people.
Come on.
I'm not going to give my heart. See, I know you listen to the R&B songs.
Come on, man.
I know you heard all the R&B. And I'm like, wow. It's amazing how if you put a hook in a beat, we'll just digest anything. I'm like, do you hear what you actually say? You just say anything. You like that lady from Coming to America, like, you know, you do anything if you put a hook to it. It's like, you know, perfect shape. Molly perfect. I said, do you say what you're saying, brother?
Hear what
do you mean? And then he said, let's turn the beat down. You're saying this. Oh, I ain't never heard like that. Yeah, take the beat away.
Yeah.
That beat got you hypnotized.
Yeah.
Take the beat away. And listen to the love songs that you're listening to. She will never be that to you, bro. That's why you're going home and you're disappointed every time. Because she can't be that to you. You're worshiping her. You're worshiping him. He can never be this to you. You're putting him at the God level. Person, place, thing, or an ideal. You're putting him at the God level. They can't make you live forever. They can't give you eternal life.
That's good.
That's why the Bible says, even when you go to work, don't work for food that spoils. Because you can't even trick yourself. You know you're going to die one day. That leads you back into depression. But when you have the understanding that what you're doing is going to echo into eternity, and it's not going to stop, it gives you an energy that can't stop. But if you think, oh, I'm just eating, sleeping, going to bed, I'm going to die one day, the ones we use. See, that's death. I'm going to see all of y'all on the other side. That's life. That's energy. That breaks you out of laziness. Because you're not a rental no more, you're an owner. Don't just think that you're eating and sleeping and going to bed, and that's what life's supposed to be about.
Come on, man.
That's the most, that's true prison right there.
Absolutely.
And Jesus was the biggest prison reform bill when he said, I come to set you free so you can have life and have more abundance. If you want to be real with you, death don't even supposed to be on your mind.
Ooh. Come on, man.
Stop playing the game not to lose and start playing the game to win. You're playing not to lose. And you're not playing to win. That's why you're not living victoriously.
Come on now.
Where's the line there? Is it right there? I did my good deed for the day. I'm good. What? No. It's not good deed for the day. It's good deed for life. Because he did the ultimate deed for you. When he died on the cross and took away your sins.
Yeah.
You don't even, I'm taking another level now. Y'all ready? I'm about to break the religious wall. You're not even thinking about your sins all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story where Jesus came on the boat, and he looked at the disciples. The disciples forgot the bread, God. Like, bruh, we forgot the bread. Peter, man, just tell me what we're going to do. They went to Jesus told them, and Jesus said something to them. He says, make sure you don't listen to the leaven, because it's going to mess y'all up, y'all. In their mind, they thinking about the bread. Jesus, I know we forgot about the bread. He said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Pharisees messing y'all mind up, thinking y'all can't approach me. I'm talking about this, you're talking about some funky bread. You got your mind on you, and you don't got my mind on me. If you put your mind on him, you wouldn't be thinking about your loss. You wouldn't be thinking about things you lost in 2019, 18, 17, 16, 15, the person that didn't love you in 2020. You'll be thinking about, oh God, you got something good for me. You're not thinking about my sins. Stop being sin conscious. That's a weight that you don't supposed to have when Jesus died for your sins. He died so you can have everlasting life, y'all. What does that mean? If I go to sleep and I didn't repent over every single thing I ever did, I'm still going to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said it. Because this is the thing. You're walking on eggshells here. I had an argument with a brother, me and Keisha did. But, you know, I just make sure I repent of everything. I said, yeah. I said, but what happened if you don't? Well, it's not that. I said, what about the sin of omission? I said, well, excuse me, what do you mean? The thing that you have done and you didn't even know that was sin. Did you cover that part yet? Oh, well, if that was it, then I would know. I just said, did you understand the definition I just gave you? You don't know that you messed up. The time that you both been praying for somebody and you didn't. The time when you acted funny towards the person and you just thought that silence is better than anything and you supposed to forgive them. How about those parts? See, if you messed up at one, you messed up at all. I'm breaking the back and saying, listen, with you is impossible, but God, all things are possible. It's not about me being perfect and I will never take flight. I'll still be stuck on the ground. And some people taking flight on the flesh. Those are people that pump the chest up. And that stuff stinks. My flight is on grace. It's God that took me here. Actually, I don't even know how I'm here. I'm just under the wings. And the air just got under me. And now I'm on flight. Amen. He's soaring me in, y'all. And the more I see him, the more I rest. The more I rest, the more I know he is real. The more I know where he is real, it makes me want to do it again. And again, and again, and again. You can go as high as you want to go. Just because somebody stopped here and you want to fly here, don't let that person tell you that you can't go there. You can go as deep as you want to go, baby. Eventually, Jesus woke him up and said, I'm not talking about the bread. He says, I am the bread of life. He says, every time you start thinking about you think you messed up, think about what I did to the bread. I multiplied it. There's more where it came from. So why are you thinking about the bread when I just multiplied 4,000 loaves?
Come on, man.
You know, I remember a gentleman coming in here and we needed a bus and he gave us $8,000. I said, Lord, where did that come from? We didn't do nothing to get it. He's not even a member of this church.
Come on.
See, that's where y'all didn't get it. You're looking for somebody that owes you something to give you something. Your next blessing don't come out of nowhere and hit you. And because you ain't expecting it, oh, this ain't one of the people that owe me this. It never come like that sometimes.
Yeah, come on.
You don't get to choose the box that can bless you.
That's it.
You don't. It's a lie. What happened if it was a Chinese person? and you hate Chinese people. You block your own blessing. What happened if it's a Caucasian? What happened if it's a person that you didn't say, in my mind, when I see you, I see hatred? And you're blocking your own blessing. And you can't even take flight, because a lot of times, God used the person that you have to forgive. It's a paradox, y'all. It's a paradox. It's like the road that you have to go through. You can't dodge it no more. You gotta stand up to it. You gotta stand up to it and see what's behind the curtains. And stop running from Oz. I'm thinking about the wheels right now. And when you see, this devil defeated. Ain't nothing but a liar. You stop defending yourself. You know, I used to be a person. Please believe me. I didn't mean to curse this part. Please believe me. Now, 2020, I'm like, believe what you want to believe. I'm at peace either way. I'm done trying to convince people that I'm right. I'm just leading people to Jesus now.
Amen.
I heard the Lord say this. Stop trying to defend yourself so much. And enter into some rest. God will remove that person out of your life. It's a true story. God will remove whatever is not a head. Anything that's ill-fitting, God will remove it as you look at him. Because guess what? It's his job to prepare a table for you. And this is the beautiful part. If he's here to prepare a table for you, and this is the table, and something is on that table that don't supposed to be there, I'm not the one that's going to get it out of the way. God's going to clear it. Clear the runway. Clear the runway so you can fly. Clear the runway so you can have proper nutrition. Some of y'all been eating empty calories. On YouTube, getting a hype word instead of a feel word. A flesh word. And make it jump, your flesh jump. Ooh, this make me feel like I can do anything. Then you turn the YouTube clip off and you go, power down like Transformers. This is not a powering on and off anymore, y'all. This is where we stay with the eagles.
Yeah.
We're soaring.
Yeah.
My sister Dinah came to me and said, boy, you've been on fire for many years preaching now. You ain't took a day off. I said, every time I come up here, I'm explosive, but I've learned I can tap into it anytime I want to.
Yeah.
I ain't got to wait till I get here to.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm on an Uber trip, and I'm getting somebody filled in the Holy Spirit in the back because it don't turn off. I'm praying with this person. Now they want to come to church with me. I'm a dean at a college, and then I'm grading papers, and somebody have a question about counseling, and I set them free, and they have the Holy Ghost go shout me in my office crying to Jesus. It don't stop, y'all. Stop turning it on and off like a light switch. This ain't no light switch, this is a lifestyle. That's what Peter didn't get, y'all. Peter asked Jesus, how many, this, my brother sold my coat. How many times I supposed to give this dude? Jesus said 70 times. And then Peter started counting. Let me see. I just did it. No, see, you ain't got it yet. See, we ain't, which your dad said, we ain't new to this. We true to this. I'm not trying to be a Christian no more, y'all. God's word has transformed my life. The Bible says, I know in whom I believe, and I am persuaded. Do y'all believe y'all got I am in you?
I am.
I am. Lives in you. It's never yours until you say it's I am. Why? It's just on the surface level. grab it and digest it and say, this is for, this word is for me. I am spoke through Wendell and gave me a word from the person that made the heaven and stars, spoke to me this morning, and I am never letting that word go. I am. Ownership, y'all. If you never get the ownership, the seed is going to blow right off of you. Let it take root, man. Let it get momentum. Keep coming, keep coming, keep growing, keep growing. And next thing you know, when it takes root, you'll be like that tree. You know, I look at some of the trees at Tanner Rocks. They're the tallest trees in St. Louis. Why? Because they're connected to the river. It's a water source that don't run dry. Then I remember going to Las Vegas and looking at the trees out there. They're dried up in the desert. It's few far in between. Why? Because they are not by the river. But we can choose to live by that river, y'all. We don't got to be back and forth like a windshield wiper. We can stay planted. I can stay listening and say, you know what? God loves me in the good time and the bad time. We ain't got to have a lot of people to have a good time with your
God. Amen.
Some people still waiting. Now, you waiting, but the Bible says now is the time of salvation. Now. That's all you got is now. It's going to come tomorrow. No, it ain't going to come tomorrow. Anything that's telling you you'll get it when you do something is a rabbit. A carrot rabbit dangling that for that rabbit. It's a trick. And you'll never get it. You're on that hamster wheel. But once you become saturated in him, it's in you. That love is in you. It's in Anthony. It's in Nina. It's in Keisha. It's in Mama T. It's in Sharon. It's in Anthony. It can't let it go. I can't even try to let it go. I want to, ooh, I'm going to be mad today because somebody, but Jesus did me so good for all my other life. I can't let it go. Let it get saturated. What's the good of salt if you can't taste it, y'all? You know, I know people that soak their meat. When they barbecue, they soak their meat in salt and season overnight. To let it marinate, become one. Then when they eat it, it's even much better. Y'all need to let the word marinate in your heart. Sing lullabies to yourself as you go to sleep about how much God loves you. Let it marinate, and what you're going to see is fear is going to disappear out your heart. It's going to lift it off your heart. Everything that's ill fate, ill will, ill fitting is going to float away. You trying to get that dishwashing liquid out that cup with your fingers, you'll never get it out. But as you pour that water in, guess what happens? Just keep pouring in. Just keep pouring in. What happens is it gets itself out. Because two places can't reside at the same time. One got to go. Is it going to be praise or is it going to be fear? Is it going to be love or is it going to be hate? Can't have both. It's going to be twisted up. But God said, I love y'all. And I will never let you go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.